We got a lot of special announcements, but I'm sure that you're interested in the show that's coming up. So let's greet them here at Sunset Bar and give them a great big welcome. Hank Williams from the Mexican Cowboys.
All right, thank you a lot. Welcome, friends and neighbors. It's a pleasure to be back in Pennsylvania. This is the first time we've been here since way back the first of last summer. We're really glad to see all you folks visiting with us. Got all the drifting cowboys, all two of them here. This one here and this one here. Here. We borrowed one here. All the stuff. Thank you. Let me get this yoke gun done and I'll start some. I ain't got used to them yet. Wearing too long. Here's one I wrote last year. It made me and the boys quite a few biscuits. I hope you'll remember it. Hey, good looking, huh? Let's go.
Page, he put, P.S., darling, I'm sending you a check for 1,000 hugs and kisses. Now that helped the situation. That made him feel good. I carried that bottle to the post office and they charged me $4.68 to mail it. It was worth it. He had more life in him for the next about 5 days than all the boys put together. And then about the fifth morning, the bellboy woke us up. Bellboy woke us up, said he had a special delivery airmail for Jerry Rivers. We all jumped up to see what it was. It was from his wife. If I'd have been heard, wasn't going to write no more than that, I wouldn't even wrote to him. All in the world she said was, thanks, darling, for the check. Said the Iceman cashed it this morning. He ain't felt too awful well since then. Let's see if we can cheer him up a little bit. His name is Jerry Rivers. There he is. Here's a young man that you all know. He's been kind enough to assist us here. Make it sound like there's more of us. We so appreciate it. Let's give a great big hand to Ross Percy, will you? Thank you. Look, right now, we're going to turn Jerry loose here. Down in Alabama, where I was born and raised, on Saturday night, all the neighbors used to go over to just one neighbor's house, and they'd tear the bedsteads down, stack all the furniture out in the yard. Mama go in the kitchen and get some cornmeal, throw it on the floor. And then business would pick up. Business used to pick up to a tune something like this called Fire on the Mountain, Run, Johnny, Run, huh?
French-speaking people, and I wrote a song.
Mike's do it for you. Well, I wrote it the boys myself recorded it. It ain't Jambalaya. The name of it is Jambalaya. Here it is. Here it is.
I'll tell you what jambalaya is, if you want to know. It's something like beef stew. No, they make it out of shrimp, crabs, crawfish, everything in the world. They just put it all in a pot and stir it up and cook it, and they call it jambalaya. That's what it is. Right now, here's the thing. I ain't slept not all night like I told you, and I ain't tried nothing like this. I'm liable to bust a tonsil on this thing, but I'm going to try it. We got some request for it. That's what we come out here for, try to please you folks. That's what we try to do everywhere we go. We try to do the songs that you ask for. Boys, you remember Long Gone Lonesome Blues? Well, that's attempted, huh?
And I jumped in.
That's right. Three more bars and I've never made that.
What? Well, I can't never sing nothing to the last. That kills me. I ain't good for nothing else. Here's one that I recorded a while back. This thing has took off and it's bigger in the pop field, or no, not quite. It's about number three in the country field. About number eight all over the nation in the poplar field. That's the guy that blows the trombones and things. You love me half as much as I love you. You love me a heap, huh? Let's go.
Thank you.
I'd like to tell you, when the show is over, any of you folks that might like to have one of my song books. We have one that consists of 20 of my songs, such as Long Gone Lonesome Blues, and what else is in there? Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used to Do, and May You Never Be Alone Like Us, Me. Quite a few of them in there. You can get it right outside. 50 cents. The boys will be right over there in the corner, and if you buy two, they'll give you a reduced price. It'll be $1 if you buy two. Me or any of the boys will be glad to autograph it for you. And what? Yes, their pictures are in it. They want you to know that. If any of you got a corn crop or something, the rats or the crows are bothering it, you want it. Guaranteed, keep them all. Bring back corn, they stole a year ago. Here's a song I'd like to do now. I've been doing this song. I have sung this song till honestly I have woke up at night singing it. But I don't guess I should complain because it's been feeding me for about 5 years. I didn't eat too well before I recorded this. We never did miss no meals, though, did we? Well, we postponed them all over this country, though. I can't do that. Here it is, the Love Sick Blues.
Love.